And racism is dumb. It really is. Because if we're all one blood, well, you know, you get cut, what color do you bleed? It's red, right? Everybody bleeds red. It's the same. I mean, skin color has nothing to do with anything. So, but there was a time, and I'm going to finish with this story. There was a time I was paving on a paving job about 3 years ago. And it was in a Jewish area, and it was a Jewish community. And there was a community center right there, and it had lights where you could push the signal buttons to go across the street, right? And it was on a Saturday, and I was working overtime, and I kept watching these families, like, run in front of traffic, and, like, because they're walking to the synagogue, right? So I was watching all these, and I'm like, why don't they just push the walk button? They wouldn't push the walk button. Why? Because it's Saturday. They got to keep the Sabbath, right? So there's these people called, they call them Shabbat Goys. And Shabbat Goy is someone that can push the button for you. It's a Gentile, right? So it's funny, one of the guys on the paving crew was like, yeah, they got to pay a Gentile to push the button for them. And I didn't even think of that, really. I should have thought about it. But some guy, some random dude just goes, yeah, they got to have a Gentile pay, you know, push the button for them. So they can have Gentiles push the button for them, but you know, you'd think that they would have someone, like if that it's allowed in their religion, to just have some goy push the button for them so they don't get killed. Well, I was looking at this article, and it says it's an incident from past Yom Kippur involving a woman in Jacksonville, Florida, who was killed while crossing an intersection with dangerously fast cars, and the 16-year-old daughter was hurt. And it says, the tragedy brings up this question. In an area where the traffic light poses a danger in crossing because it is green for too short of a time to cross, would it be permitted to ask a Gentile to press the button? That's how they feel about us. You know what I mean? Doesn't that seem kind of right? Well, you know, we don't want to break the Ten Commandments, but we'll allow you to break the Ten Commandments. You know what I mean? But the Sabbath has been done away with in Christ anyway. But it's just an example of how they view us. And you know, we shouldn't view it that way. We should still try to get the Jews saved. Now, most of them are not receptive. Very few are receptive, but there's been, you know, we should still try because we are one if we're all in Christ Jesus. Amen.